From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friend, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to be able to come to you on this Wednesday edition of the Living Truth Broadcast, where this week we are studying a passage of Scripture that I believe is very, very applicable and practical, I should say, to those of us who are Christians. And that's 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 13. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 13 is where we see that the Apostle Paul is writing on behalf of the missionary team of Silas and Timothy, and he is writing under the inspiration of the Spirit of God concerning the way that the Thessalonians received the Word of God. Notice what he says, 1 Thessalonians 2:13. For this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because when ye received the word of God, which ye heard of us, ye received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which effectually worketh also in you that believe. Now, I mentioned on Monday, and I think I reiterated it yesterday, that this is one of those verses of Scripture that every Christian should memorize, simply because of the effect of it, as it teaches us that those of us who recognize that the Bible comes from God, and then we apply the Bible, the Word of God, to our lives, it is going to effectually work to make us the Christian that God wants us to be, to enable us to understand more about who God is, what God expects, and how God operates. So we're focusing on this verse this week, and there are three points I want to emphasize in the rest of our studies this week. First of all, today, we're going to note the fact that the Scripture is the Word of God, not the Word of men. Now, I've emphasized that both yesterday and Monday, but I want to dig into it just a little bit more. You and I need to keep in mind that when we pick up the Bible to read it, we are reading the Word of God. Remember that. And I know that many times we preachers, when we are preaching, or we teachers, when we are teaching, we will say, well, Paul says this, or Isaiah says that, or John says the other thing. And we do that simply because of the fact that we are talking about how the Lord led the authors of Scripture to write. But remember that it is not just the words of the individual writer. What the Bible is the Word of God. I think of Isaiah 55 and 11, where God says, as he is speaking through Isaiah, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. That's a powerful verse. God refers to the Scripture as his word that comes out of his mouth, and that it will not return void, but it will accomplish everything that he intends it to accomplish. I think that every time we pick up the Bible to read it, maybe we ought to read Isaiah 55 and verse 11 first, realizing that we are hearing from God when we read the Bible. And then another verse of Scripture that I used yesterday and I've used many times on this broadcast and will continue to use it because it's a verse of Scripture that reminds us of the authority of the Word of God, and that's 2 Timothy 3:16, where it says, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. That is, it is God-breathed and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, and for instruction in righteousness. And then you go on down to verse 17, where it says, that the man of God, that's the Christian, may be perfect, that is, spiritually mature, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Indeed, the Word of God is designed by God to make the person of God the way God wants them to be, and that is spiritually mature, furnished to do the good works of the Lord. So this Bible that I hold in my hand, and that Bible that maybe you are holding in your hand right now or that you are looking at, you need to keep in mind that it is God's Word, all right? It's the Word of God, not the Word of man. Again, look at 1 Thessalonians 2:13 and believe it. Paul says, "For this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because when ye received the Word of God, which ye heard of us, ye received it not as the word of men." Do you see it? Underline that in your Bible. Not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the truth, the word of God, which effectually worketh also in you that believe. Now, I want to give you some terms to take into consideration in understanding what the Bible is all about, and particularly in understanding how the Bible came to us, how God's Word came to us. There are four words I would encourage you to write down and allow me to give you the definitions of for your consideration in recognizing that the Scripture is the Word of God, not the Word of men. The first word is revelation. The second word is inspiration. The third word is illumination. And the fourth word is preservation. Can you remember those four words? Revelation, inspiration, illumination, and preservation. These four words describe how the Bible came to us and how it effectually does work in the lives of those of us who believe it. First of all, the word revelation. That basically speaks of the fact that God revealed his truth to human authors. In other words, when Paul wrote to the Thessalonians, for instance, he just didn't sit down and say, "All right, what is it now that I'm going to write to these people?" No, it was God who revealed to Paul what he should write so that it would be applicable not only to the Thessalonians, but to you and me today, to every Christian down through the church age. That's revelation, God revealing his truth to human authors. In other words, he put in the mind and in the heart of Paul and Peter and John and Moses and Isaiah what to write. The second word to take into consideration in understanding how the Word of God came to us is the word inspiration. I talk about that often on this program. I've talked about it several times already this week and even today. The word inspiration simply means that God kept his revealed truth free from error. Remember that. God kept his revealed truth free from error as the authors wrote it down. And so what Paul was writing to the Thessalonians here, God put that in Paul's mind. And as Paul wrote it, God kept it free from error. And beloved, when you and I pick up the Bible and read it, there are no errors, there are no contradictions. And if you think that you've come across a contradiction, study it through. You'll no doubt find that it's not a contradiction, but the verses that you think are contradicting each other only complement each other. The third word that I share with you is the word illumination. Illumination. And illumination is the fact that God teaches his revealed truth to believers. God teaches his revealed truth to the believers. The Bible teaches us that God has given us the Holy Spirit to teach us the truth of God, to teach us the Word of God. And so when we pick up the Bible and read it, the Holy Spirit goes to work to teach us what that verse, what that passage, what that chapter of Scripture is saying. We could only understand the Word of God because of the teaching of the Holy Spirit. People who don't know the Lord don't have the Holy Spirit, and therefore they cannot understand biblical truth. We talked about that the other day. And then the fourth word I share with you is preservation. preservation. And that's the fact that God preserves his revealed truth forever. God reveals or preserves his revealed truth forever. In other words, God's word will never pass away. Psalm 119 and verse 89 reminds us that the word of God is settled and it's preserved forever in heaven. And you know as well as I do that down through the years, there have been those who've attempted to destroy the word of God, and they haven't been able to do it because God preserves his revealed truth forever, and God's word will never go out of existence. And so those four words to keep in mind as it relates to you and to me understanding biblical truth. Number one, revelation, the fact that God revealed his word to human authors. Number two, inspiration, the fact that God kept his revealed truth free from error as the authors of Scripture wrote it. Number three, illumination, the fact that God teaches his revealed truth to those of us who are believers. And then number four, preservation, the fact that God preserves his revealed truth forever and ever and ever because of what the Word of God is. It's God's teaching, God's message to you and to me and to the entire world as to who God is, what God expects, and how God operates. And so the Scripture is the Word of God, not the Word of men, and we must understand that when we pick it up and read it. Now, tomorrow, the Lord willing, I want to share with you the fact that the Scripture is the truth of God and it is absolute truth. You'll want to be there by the radio, I'm sure, as we study that portion of our series this week. But until then, from the studios of the Way of Truth Ministries here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, I'm Pastor Gary Dull saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today, and to that we say, amen. Even so come, Lord Jesus. God bless you.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dull, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.